I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. You know, I think I have a handle on what the difference is between periodical cicadas and annual cicadas.
Do you now?
They're both very literate, but periodical cicadas prefer magazines. That's not it?
We've been doing this long enough. I should know better. No. Periodical cicadas all belong to one genus, Magicicada, and depending on the species, there are seven of them, they come out every 13 or every 17 years. Each emergence, each brood, consists of two or more species of cicadas. The 17-year cicadas have a tendency to emerge in the northern, eastern, and western parts of the range for the entire genus, whereas the 13-year brood is more southern. Annual cicadas belong to several different genera. Their life cycles take anywhere from 4 to 9 years, but their generations overlap, so they come out every year. All cicadas take multiple years in the ground, sucking on tree sap, but it's the periodical cicadas that come out every 13 or every 17 years. Now, there are some stragglers. Instead of coming out right on the nose, they may emerge a year earlier or later. And there are some cases where, for the 17-year cicadas, they'll actually emerge 4 years early. They go through accelerated development. For example, in 2009, we had a number of cicada sightings in central Virginia that were part of Brood 2, what we've got going on right now, but they were out 4 years early.
Any way to account for this?
That's one of the things that scientists are working on, and so we hope to gather as much data as possible to figure out just what it is that causes some cicadas to develop early and emerge early or later.
Do they have any clue about how they're timing this?
It's believed the nymphs are using the hormonal changes in the sap of the tree that they're feeding on to keep track of the march of time in their subterranean chambers.
That's the periodical ones, then. They look quite different.
They're typically black with orange markings, and usually they have bright red eyes. Every once in a while, you'll get an individual that has white or blue eyes. And this phenomenon of 13 and 17-year cicadas only occurs in eastern North America.
I was reading that the periodical cicadas go through this cycle in order to overwhelm the predator population.
It's a swamping tactic where they all emerge at once, and there's no way that a predator or predators can time their own life cycles to coincide with the emergence of 13-year or 17-year cicadas. And there are so many of them that there's no way that all of them would be gobbled up and none would be left behind to mate and reproduce. It's been estimated that in areas of high concentration, you'll have as many as 1,000 pounds of adult cicadas emerging in a 2.5-acre site. People say, well, what good are all these cicadas? Birds and other predators really make out big time. They've done studies to show that nestlings are healthier, heavier, clutch size is greater for many birds, and also the number of clutches they produce during the emergence years is much greater.
You can learn even more about periodical cicadas by going to a webpage we've set up for you. You also may want to become involved with a citizen science project explained on that page. Find out more at ideastations.org/cicadawatch.